From Radio Days Africa in Johannesburg in South Africa, the latest from podnews.net. 75% of UK advertising agencies plan to spend more in podcasting over the next 12 months. That's according to new research from DAX. Digital audio as a whole, including music services, will see 85% of agencies spending more. Guy Raz is to step away from his role as host and editorial director of the TED Radio Hour. We link to the job advertisement for his replacement in Pod News today. He looks back at 7 years of hosting the show on the NPR website, and he's also just been announced as a keynote speaker for Podcast Movement in August. Mentioned yesterday, but now with more detail, Erios is a new female-founded podcast network. It launched with 4 new shows this week. We link with more information from our episode notes and our newsletter today. Auxbus has announced an auto-leveling feature for its customers. In France, Yonne, a small rural county, now has its own podcast. Journalism.co.uk reports on how they established it. Acast have announced a masterclass series for underrepresented groups in podcasting. They've called it A-Class. See what they've done there? And the first event is on the 22nd of July. CBC Podcasts are currently sending us cryptic messages. The latest one says, one of our podcasts has a surprise for you. We're expecting to learn a little more from this on July the 9th. Broadcast and podcasts are two worlds converging, says Omni Studios' Mitch Secret, with data from across the world. And the Yoast SEO plugin was a bad idea for podcasters until now, because it deliberately blocked search engines from seeing your RSS feeds, and so you'd never get into Google Podcasts. Dope. After many reports, this has now been fixed in version 11.7. In podcasts today, we link to Frank Turner's Tales from No Man's Land, a new podcast from the UK musician, and they say the first time that a UK artist has released a podcast in conjunction with an album. Also new, the Media Insider podcast, a look inside the UK media industry, you don't want to go there, and The Conversation, a global website that brings academic knowledge to a wide public audience, has launched its first global podcast, To the Moon and Beyond, explores the past 50 years of space exploration, and what the 50 years ahead have in store. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.